Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
And you know this!
And you know
man.
This!
And you know man.
Real talk. This is where they do that at radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibe. Remember, you hearing this live one time, Thursday Smash. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318 on where they do that at radio. We're featuring these local artists. We are live and direct. You with your boy, J-Dog, and we get ready to take this to a whole nother level.
Real talk. Fly style music in the building. Bad Geek. L. L. Y. DJ Pretty Boy Tell me I don't leave.
Play.
work, you know I keep it clip. Y'all trying to get laid, I'm chasing chips. Like I gotta listen, I'm trying to see FSMG on that 4K500 list. Praying for money could help, but bro, you got a 100 shit. We swing it for the fences, dawg. I ain't with that button shit. And we rock it just like Houston, got a phone, we bout to lunch shit. And no fun line, homeboy, we got for the y'all, so niggas come and dip.
Yo, real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio. We're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. This is your boy J-Dawg. You got your girl V-Dub riding shotgun. It is what it is. That was that fly, you know what I'm saying, fast life youngsters hitting you up with that I'm So Out Your League. Man, they came through, did what they did last weekend. That's what's up, that's what's happening, man.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
And
you
know man.
This.
Real talk, you know what it is. You know what it is, man. Like I said before, man, we holding it down. We representing it, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening. On Where They Do That at Radio, I had to get you a little bit of that to get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I feel good. I feel blessed. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. When everybody realizes it's all about these local artists on Where They Do That at Radio. And our shout-outs goes to Fast Life Youngsters coming through Sky City Lounge last weekend, doing what they did, holding it down, representing it to the fullest. Yo, V-Dub, you riding with me, man?
Oh, yeah, definitely riding with you, J-Dawg. What's hey. Up, listeners? What y'all up to?
Hey, man, they out there doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's Monday, you know what I'm saying? Got a little bit of weather coming in, but, yo, that don't stop nothing going on the inside. So, you know, they holding it down. They representing it. They letting everybody know where they doing it at, man.
That's what's up. We were doing it at Sky City Lounge last week. Oh, yeah.
That's what's up, damn right. So that what's up, that what's happening. Call us, yo. You can hit me up at 347-934-0318. Press one on the dial so J-Dawg can definitely put you on blast, man. Because like I said before, man, it's all about these local artists, and it's all about these guys doing what they do. So I'm going to give you a chance to get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? I had a chance to, you know, speak to them young millionaires last week. Hope we get a chance to get more from them this week, man. Yo, V-Dub, you're going to love these guys. Yo. They are, man, they the truth, man. They the truth, man. I'm loving these dudes, man, because, yo, they definitely are represented to the fullest on Where They Do That at Radio. They definitely holding it down. And all I'm saying is, man, it is what it is. So what we're going to do, I'm going to jump into some tracks right quick, give everybody a chance to get their mind right, get it on point. You know what I'm saying? Go to the line, see what's up, see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I ain't forgot about our special segment we're going to cover tonight. You know what I'm saying? I've been really thinking about that, you know, the last, like, 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I got some shit to say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, you know. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do like my man Turk the Chef say, man, I'm going to turn them haters to the motivators because real talk on Where They Do That Radio, you all about rising above all the haters, letting everybody know, man, you got to get in the game. Yo, you got to get in the game. You got to get your mind right. You got to keep it tight. You know what I'm saying? So the number is 347-934-0318. This is my man Turk the Chef, Chat Town, in the building. Chat Town, Chattanooga, Tennessee. You already know what it is. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio.
Cause I'm so high.
My hands to the top, and I ain't never coming down. You ain't know me back then, so I don't know you now.
coming down. I'm putting myself in position to know there ain't no one around. I'm steady, ready, no longer waiting. I finally found PBED Texas, the best of them drop to check my sound. I'm on the grind and on the rise. Open your eyes and hear me speak. We the artists that get this order, platinum status off the leak. Success is a one-way street, cause I ain't never turning back. So-called friends forgot my passion, get ready for my attack. I'm a pilot, a wingman, a captain of the whole crew. Your best friend since first grade, the father who don't know you. I'm a moral to the story, with no morality. Bye-bye, you hating bitches, ain't no way you catching me.
I'm heading to the top of line now.
This is your boy J Dawg holding it down. That was my man Turk the Chef Tat. Chat Town, Tennessee in the building, representing it on Where They Do That at Radio. Now, yo, V Dub, we finna go to the call line. We finna see what's up. We finna see what's happening. We finna see what they doing it at on Where They Do That
okay.
at Radio, because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these local artists doing what they do, man. So it is
yes,
what
it is.
Let's, so let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. Yo. Caller number two. Hey, they got music playing and everything in the background. Caller number two, the last four digits is 3047. We hear your music playing in the background. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That at Radio?
Hello.
Hello. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That at Radio?
Kia.
Okay, who you calling
hey,
from, Kia? What's up with you, Kia? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Charleston, Tennessee.
Okay, for Tennessee in the building, that's what's up, that was happening. Well, since you on the line and you locked in on Where They Do That Radio, who you want to call? Do you have some shout-outs you want to send?
Yeah, I want to send out a shout-out to them young millionaires.
Okay, to them young millionaires, that was up. Well, we're going to definitely get them young millionaires up in the building. But why I got you on the air, is there any more shout-outs you want to send out to?
No.
No, just some young millionaires. Okay, that was up. Well, yo, kid, we gonna definitely see if we can get them young millionaires definitely up in this rotation. See what's up and what's happening. Remember, just about 4 to 5. Get them in rotation. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That was up. That was that. Man, yo, they calling in from all over. It is what it is. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's that. Let's see what else we got calling in, checking in, seeing what's up. Yo, caller number one. Caller number one. If the last 4 digits is 0228, we definitely got you locked in on the air. You live with your boy J-Dog, riding shotgun with your girl, Dub. Who we got calling in and checking in on where they do to that radio?
We're saying.
What's up? What's up? Where you calling from, man?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, we got Chat Town thick up in this thing. That was up. That was at the show. All right, since you're calling in for Chat Town, who you want to send your shout out to? You want to send a request out? What you want to do?
I want to send a shout out to my nephews, the Young Millionaires.
Okay, all right. That's up. We're going to get them up in there. All I got, you got any more shout outs you want to send? Liza, shout out to me. Okay, that was up. Shout out to Chat. Okay, now what's up? Shout out to Chat, yo, Chat Time in the building. We got you. We finna get you, definitely get you in the rotation. Yo, V-Dub, that what's up? That was that. I'm telling you, these young millionaires, man, you got to hear this joint, man, because they are definitely doing their thing, man. I'm telling you, I can't wait to definitely have them come down, man, especially what we're doing with the kids, with the video gaming tournament. It's finna be off the chain. Yo, you guys are requesting it. We got 2 requests back-to-back for them young millionaires. The track is called Stupid Fresh. This is the Young Millionaires Chat Town, holding it down, doing what they do. And remember, you locked in live to where they do that at radio.
Oh, you can call me AJ.
Nine.
be stunting. Real talk, that was the track called Stupid Fresh. Young man, in the yo, what you think about that, man?
I love that.
I'm telling you, these young dudes.
That is the best song I have heard this month.
Hey, I'm telling you, they made my day when they played that last week, man. I've been riding it all weekend. Yo, definitely we trying to get them young millionaires to definitely come through Sky City Lines, definitely representing for the crowd and the kids out there, because that's what's up. That is what's happening. Yo, we got the call lines blowing up. We seeing what's up, seeing what's up. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And, yo, talent does not have an age limit. Real talk, yo, B-Dub, I think the oldest one is like 10.
That's super fresh. Wow.
That's right.
I love that. That is cute.
I'm trying to tell you, yo. So they bringing their swagger. They definitely holding it down. Chat time definitely in the building. Yo, remember, you locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. So, yo, I'm going to jump to the line right quick, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing where you doing it at on Where They Do That at Radio. Yo, caller number three, if the last four digits is 7530, you definitely in the building. You're definitely holding it down. Who we got locked in on Where They Do That at Radio? D-O, yo.
This Cherie.
Yo, what's up, Cherie? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Chat Time.
Chat Time in the building. Yo, what's up with you, Cherie? Yo, what's good with you?
Want
to send a shout out? What's up?
Out to them young millionaires and all the local artists trying to do something.
That's what's up, yo. They can't do it without our support. So definitely, that's what's up. That is what's happening. I'm telling you, man. Yo, this just goes to show you, man. Talent does not have an age limit, and there's a lot of talented individuals out there. And that's why we're here, Where They Do That Radio, to make sure these young men as well as women definitely get an opportunity to definitely be represented to the fullest nationwide. So that's what's up. So we appreciate you definitely supporting them. Yo, you got any more shout outs you want to send while we got you locked in on the air?
Just give a shout out, Chat Pam, Naughty. Down South cities where they got artists trying to make it.
All right. Hey, that's what's up. That was happening. Yo, we appreciate your support. So, yo, just stay locked in, and we're going to keep this thing all the way 100, man.
All right.
That was up. That was all about the urban experience, like I say, V-Dub, man. Yo, they holding it down, man. So, you know, I ain't going to front, man. When I heard it definitely got my attention. So that it is what it is. So, yo, you know what I'm saying, we're going to keep it going just like that. Yo, remember, yo, you don't have to wait till the last minute. Your favorite artist, you can call 1-888-826-9327. All right, and when you go to that number, you're going to press 17303. That's the extension. Please leave your name, where you're calling from, and the song that you would like to request, and we can definitely get it on the request part of the segment, so we can definitely get it in rotation. Because, yo, without you guys, there's no us. So it's up to you guys, fans, to continue to vote for these songs, vote for these artists, keep them in rotation so we can keep this thing going, man. Because, yo, good music sells itself, but it can't go without your support. So you definitely got to do that. Yo, V-Dub, I'm telling you, man, yo, they got it cooking. They got it going on up in here, man. So, man,
oh, yeah, they definitely cooking with their little bitty wrist and their little bitty hands.
They got it going. I'm just saying, Shawty said he got stupid. He's stupid fresh, man. He said he just J's matches braids. That's what got me, man.
Wow.
I'm just saying. So I'm like, that was up. That was
you know what, though? Honestly, that is so refreshing because I miss hearing kids rapping like kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I feel you.
There's a void in music.
Exactly.
Right
there
now.
There is a void in music.
I think y'all can feel me on that. Remember ABC?
That's right.
Crisscross.
True.
We had
another
what
bad
to that
creation.
Music? It's just,
Exactly. I mean, you know.
But
so
I like these young millionaires now. Hold on now. So we got to think. Let's talk about them. They are getting it in, okay?
Yo, I'm telling they getting it in because I'm telling you, when you hear the track and you just listen to the lyrics, then you're like, yo, they really going hard. And I'm telling
and
you.
And they sound so confident, J-Dog. Yes. That's what I love about it.
Super confident. Yo, I'm telling you, when we first aired this show last, when we first aired the song last week, man, I think the 10-year-old that came on the air, buddy, he just. Yo, he came on real fast. He came with a freestyle, letting you know, yo, I do this all day. He was just like, he owned it. So it's like, man, this is what's up, man. this is what's up. This is what's happening. And you're right. It's a breath of fresh air, man, because you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's definitely a void that's in hip-hop, man. It's plenty of room for great music. It's plenty of room for these talented individuals to definitely get an opportunity to let the world know what's up and what's happening. That's why we're here at Where They Do To That Radio. Like I said before, since we started this almost a year ago, you know what I'm saying, it's been on and popping ever since. And you know what I'm saying? As long as you guys keep doing real music, Where They Do To That Radio ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So you can hit us up, 347-934-0318. Let us know what's up. Let us know what's happening, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to definitely keep it real, keep it real. So all I'm saying is, man, yo, hey, I'm loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. The fans are loving it, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm going to go to the call line one more time before we jump into this rotation. See what's up. See what's happening. See where you doing it at on Where They Do That at, Ray D. Oh, yo. Yo, caller number four. Caller number four. If the last four digits is 6141, you're definitely in the building, in the place. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That at Radio?
Jay, now you should know my number by now.
I know your number. You know I don't want to put you on blast. Yo, you know for all y'all don't know, man. Yo, tell them who we got on the air. You know
this is the one, Miss Rare Breed.
What's up, Miss Rare Breed?
You should know my number by now.
I hear you riding shotgun with your boy J-Dog. You got your girl V-Dub in the building. What's good?
What's up? I don't know. I'm just chilling, man.
I hear you. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we almost had to do one of them things. You know how you ever seen that movie on Wizard of Oz where you got to click in here and say there's almost no place like home? Man,
oh, you know.
Tornado blowing you in everything, man. Like, nigga, like, dang, okay.
I'm definitely having an easy day today. I put it in early today. You know, I do all my work between the hours 8 and 5, and I'm chilling the rest of the day. I know, Jada. I know what I want to talk to you about. Remember, I was telling you about the Super Social Network.
That's right.
It is up. The drop date for it is March 15th, but it is up. But what I wanted to talk to you about, if you want to have your own show on there, and okay, probably in June,
mm-hmm,
we're looking at June, there'll be a Sirius satellite station, so you'll be have your show on Sirius satellite.
All right, well, I'm telling you what, you can definitely count me in, because we definitely trying to get it in any way we can. We're going to be on Dish Network starting tomorrow, so anything that we can definitely get together and definitely pump that thing up, man. Cause you know what, I'm just going to say it right now, I'm interested, so definitely, we want to
that together. For the artists, you'll actually be able to battle each other on the website live. I'm talking about camera to camera. You'll be able to battle each other on the website.
Okay. Oh, that's gonna be hot.
Then,
that's gonna be hot.
Certain artists will be able to, you'll be able to record your music on the website and have it mixed down by Third Rock engineers for a certain price. Now, you'll be able to record your music on there, you know what I'm saying, get your music back. But if you want it mixed down by the engineers, we will have engineers available. So we're really eliminating going to the studio paying $300-$400 an hour, $50-$60
right
an hour. We're eliminating that. With this network, you'll actually be able to record on the site. That app is not up yet, but it will be up before March the 15th.
All right. Well, definitely give it to them one more time, because I'm pretty sure, man, the phone lines are blowing up. So they definitely want to know definitely how they can get in on that. Yo, we are definitely going to promote it on our end, because, yo, that's real talk, man. That definitely, you know what I'm saying, that gives the artists a real opportunity to definitely network, get in the industry, get their music in as millions, you know, as many listeners' hands as possible, especially when you got professional engineers right there on hand. So I'm definitely with that.
It's ThirdRockVIP.com. Like I said, you can sign up now, but the site is not finished. So all you're getting is the default settings right now until the site is finished. Then you'll be able to do everything. But right now, you can sign up right now, and you'll be able to see some of the things that's in there. But as of right now, you can't do, you know, the things, like you won't be able to do the things that I'm talking about until March 15th, until the site actually drops. But you can sign up. Artists can sign up. As for you, J-Dog, for your TV show, for your radio show, I'm going to text you that information.
Okay. All right. Please do, because I got it. Okay.
That way you'll be ready. You know what I'm saying? Because only thing you have to do is send your shows in, send your premixes in, and all he's going to do is put them on the air. There
all
it
right.
is.
Hey, sound like a plan, sound like a plan. Definitely, that's what's up, that's what's happening. Yo, we are definitely, definitely looking forward to doing as many things as we can possibly. Definitely get these artists out there in a major way. Yo, did you have a chance to hear them Young Millionaires that were just on when
Rose? I called the last line of the song. I think you should play it.
You know what? I think you might be right, because I got plenty of folk from chat time that's steady requesting to join. I'm going to give it one more rotation. Yo, I'm going to be fair about it. I'm going to definitely do that. I'm going to give it one more rotation before the night is done to definitely see what's up with Saturday. But these Young Millionaires are definitely doing their thing, just like a lot of the other artists that's there. You know, yourself included, Miss Rare Bree, she does have music up in this thing. Y'all better recognize, man. Real talk. Yo, these artists are not playing. Yo, I also want to talk to you about Ren Fetti. Yo, the track is doing, yo, it's going crazy up in here, man. It's
going
crazy up here.
Sitting in the cell.
It's doing it. So, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna jump into this joint right quick. But you know what I'm saying? The track going to Atlanta, these niggas is going ham over that, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Yo, they loving it. Real talk. So, you know what I'm saying? We're looking forward to see if we can definitely get you scheduled to be on the ticket with Brittany Nicole on St. Patrick's Day. But we also, you know what I'm saying, by popular demand, they also requested when we can get Ren Fetti up at that Sky City Lounge. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, yo, let me talk to my girl. You know what I'm saying? See what's up. See what's good, man.
You want him for the St. Patrick's show?
I don't know if we can get them all you guys on the same ticket on the St. Patrick's show, but we want to
have... He's coming from Akron, Ohio, so,
Gotcha. Gotcha. I'll tell you what we want. We would love to have him come in maybe like in April or maybe, you know, like early summer, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, no problem. I'll call him and I'll shoot him your number, and then y'all can call, chop it up, however y'all need to do that.
Okay, sound like a plan. Yo, go ahead and send me that info. I'm going to get them Young Millionaires back in the building. And what I'm finna do for all them Ren Fetti fans, I'm finna give you a little bit of that going back to Atlanta. Real talk, y'all know my number, 347-934-0318. Yo, after this song, we're going to come back to the request line, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing what you doing it at on Where They Do That At Radio.
Yeah, man, I'm about to get the fuck up out of here, man.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
We looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. We looking for Montana.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
We looking for Montana. Looking for Montana.
I'm going to Atlanta, not to pose for no camera. Fuck stripper hoes that listen to country grammar. I'm going to Atlanta, looking for Montana. All white bricks, my type of flip. Get it from the A and take it to the O. Y'all legs make it rain, we gon' make it snow. We gon' let it go, 28 a kilo. Club Latino and he ain't from Puerto Rico. I'm back like Nino, business incognito. Money like a casino and compliments of amigo. My ego on deck in case the business turn lethal. Polly it with my people, my nigga Carlito.
I'm going to Atlanta, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta, I'm going to Atlanta. We looking for Montana, looking for Montana.
I'm riding with my hammer. I'm raking all my bands up, trying to meet Tony Montana. Arm and Hammer, Baker Soda, mix that in them grams up. In the kitchen, finger zipping, trying to whip a lamb up. 50-50, that don't jam up. 50-50 in the Ram truck, 150 on the road, trying to duck the slammer. Stay away from cameras, the feds, they'll dismantle ya. Whole name Pamela, her family from Panama. I met her in the ATL, West Fond Divins. I knocked her in the plug with the plug, now I'm chillin'. 300K, throw it in the hamper. Grab the mini Mac and SK and duffel bag.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. We looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. We looking for Montana.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
We looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. Looking for Montana. We looking for Montana.
When I hit that
deal. I ain't trying to find no club. I'm looking for that line. I'm trying to find that plug. I heard the Migos in town making moves like they was in Florida. Well, I want to place the order. I got a place that run like daughter. 10 hours to Georgia, or we can catch an hour flight. Trying to get that flower right. Stay about 2 hours sight. Calico's on deck, so make sure you get hours right. Cause if hours get wrong, then it's gonna be a long night. Long barrels get pulled, so make sure hours tight. Got them couples full of fame, we ain't copping nothing light. So when you see me off of Linux, know I'm looking for that white. And I'm an actor boss in this Ohio, nigga, keep a pipe, nigga.
I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta.
Y'all know what the business is. Real talk. That's my man, Ren Fetty, going back to Atlanta. Real talk. They definitely holding it down, doing what they do on Where They Do That At Radio.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
And,
you
and know real this. Talk, yo, that's how it goes down. Yo, like I say, V-Dub, man, yo, these artists are not playing, man. They ain't playing. They are not
No, they're not
playing.
Playing at all.
They ain't playing at all. And, yo, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Where They Do That Radio is the fastest growing venue in the game today. And the reason why is because of these artists. Yo, they definitely keeping it real. They definitely keeping it tight. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That Radio. Where we got 8,000 in attendance, 22 million strong, getting it on. And the numbers are growing. Yo, the numbers don't lie, so you better ask somebody. And, you know, like I say before, we could not do this without you guys. Real talk, it is what it is, and that's the business. Yo, we're going to jump to the call lines right quick, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing where they doing it at, because on Where They Do That At Radio, it is what it is. Yo, y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. Holla at your boy and your girl, V-Dub, definitely holding it down on Where They Do That At Radio.
Yeah.
Yo, caller number three, caller number three, you're definitely in the building. If the last four digits is 8624, get it on the flow. You already know what it is. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That Radio? Yo, I think they got a little camera shy. But yo, we gonna keep it true, keep it real. We gonna go on and see what's up, see what's happening. Don't be scared. It's just me and 22 million other motherfuckers that's holding it down. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. The way they do
that's
that.
That's a lot
radio.
Of motherfuckers holding it down.
That's a lot of folks. But, you know, it's all good. We ain't going to hurt you. We ain't going to bite. We just want to know where you're doing it at. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So let me see what's up. Let me see what's happening. See what we got checking in. Yo, caller number four. Caller number four. The last four digits is 0352. You definitely in the building. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That At Radio?
Man, long time no see. It's your boy, CL the Vet, a.k.a. Mr. I Do This.
What's up, Mr. I Do This, man? El, the Vet himself. What's good with you, man?
Man, chilling, just been working, man, grinding, you know, recording, getting stuff ready for this mixtape I'm about to put out.
Yeah, what's up?
That lyrical bomb threat.
That lyrical bomb threat, yo, definitely is anticipated, yo, mixtape project that definitely, yo, has been promoted since you've been on this thing on Where They Do That At Radio. But while I got you locked in and holding it down, who you want to send them shout-outs to, man?
Man, everybody, and most importantly, the haters for keep spreading all these rumors out about me. I appreciate that, all the love.
Hey, that's what I told you, man. Hey, real talk, I just ran the joint earlier, man. We high above all them haters. So you know what I'm saying? You make them haters your motivators. Because, you know, they don't stop nothing. They ain't got nothing else to do but hate. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really knock them. You know, if that's your life and all you got to do is just sit around and hate, nigga, hate on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's cheaper than gas.
I mean, you ain't doing something right if you ain't got them.
That's real. That is so real. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw this one in there. You know what I'm saying?
What if hate could fill your tank up?
Man, hate could fill up my gas tank, boy. I'll be riding all over the world.
I could fill up your tank, J-Dog.
I feel you, though. Well, you know.
Why not get a penny for every time they hate and still be rich?
That's right. That's real. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I am going to send this one out to all the haters that's out there. It's like this here. My grandfather told me a long time ago. He said, James, he said, don't worry about what you're talking about. Worry about it when you're talking about you. You made me think about that. I said, that's real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Because the haters, they going to do what they do. They own their job 24/7. So, you know what I'm saying? If you own your job 24/7, it's my job to make sure you got something to hate on. So, hate on, player. Hate on. It is what it is on where they do to that radio. You know what I'm saying?
I just tell them to keep hating while finally it's still in rotation.
Definitely. There you go. There you go, man. The man, that man, so fitted. Matter of fact, I gotta run this joint because you just said it. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I want all the haters to definitely pay attention to this track. This is from my man, CO the Vet. It's the track called Finally. Real talk, y'all know what it is. And like I said before, man, I ain't promoting hate. What I am saying is this right here. Everybody's got somebody that you're hating on. If you own your job, you got that coworker that, you know what I'm saying, that's always going back to the boss, telling them this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Always trying to brown nose. And you know what I'm saying? When the boss ain't around, they trying to be the boss. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I ain't the only one that had a good job. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the only one that got haters in my life. Hey, real talk. Matter of fact, my man Side Part of Moneymaker got one called haters on his friend list. So all I'm saying is, ain't that some shit? You got niggas that's supposed to be your friend that really hate us. You know what I'm saying? You know, they don't want to come off that way until you start doing some shit. When you start doing some shit, then that's when the hateration start to show. And so it is what it is. But definitely, man, yo, I feel you. So all I'm saying for me to you, yo, on where they do to that radio, if you got haters, call us up. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Got a song about it. When it hit, here it go. You already know what it is. On where they do that at radio. This is my man, CO the Vet. The track is called Finally. Y'all know my number. It's 347-934-0318. And after this track, we're going to definitely get into the business at hand. You know, we're going to talk about this little topic that I want to talk about, which is so fitting. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we got them haters out there. I got a message. Real talk. You know what it is. My man, CO the Vet. Track called Finally. Holla at your boy and your girl.
Yeah, this your boy CO the Vet. I know I've been gone for a minute. I just been grinding. But I'm back now. And since I'm back, I gotta tell you this.
Right now when I'm getting plenty of money. If you got hustle like you say, then you'll be getting some. It's money in the bag and some more keep coming. So I'ma keep stashing long as they don't run from me. I stay on my grind, I ain't letting shit slide. Just open up my pocket, couple G's inside. Right when I get mad, get away and go chill on the yacht. Sitting back, concentrate, thinking about all the things I got. Mama always told me there'll be days like this, but she ain't never tell me that I be getting paid like this. Since I wear hearing my voice, now I'm a lyrical bum. Turn my career about to boost with a couple of contracts. What's up with your J-Dog? What's up to El Dirty? What's up with your squad up getting money so perfectly? Better yet,
some things I got.
I've been on this grind.
Since
money
I've been on this grind.
BeachPlanet.com.
Real talk. That's my man, CO
and
the
you,
vet.
And you know this.
And you know
man.
This. You know
real
man.
Talk with the track called man. Finally. And real talk, it is what it is. Like I said before, man, we going to definitely make them haters. Let them know we're going to give them something to hate. We ain't stopping pressing the gas, doing what we got to do. The number is 347-934-0318. Now, yo, V-Dub. Yo, you there with me, man?
Yo, J-Dog, yes,
hey,
I'm here.
I hear you. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into this topic right quick, you know what I'm saying? You know, we want to find out pretty much what you know, we got some folks that I don't know if they're dragging their feet. They're trying to figure out what's happening. You know, we really want to know, what is you waiting on? You know what I'm saying? Because this is the best place, the best time to definitely get your shine on, man. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Never in our history have we had an opportunity like what we have right now with all the social media technology that's around us. Well, if you got a talent, the world can know about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, I don't know if some people just kind of, you know, maybe they still stuck in the 80s or still stuck in the 90s for that matter, you know, still thinking
right.
that the industry still operates that way. You know what I'm saying? And,
or waiting on Santa. I don't know, man.
Might be waiting on Santa. They might be waiting on the scratch off the hit. You know
the
what I'm saying?
Easter bunny to deliver.
I can't do nothing until I get my number right. You know, you got some folks like
yeah.
that. Whatever the deal is, what I'm going to say is this. I'm going to put a bug in your ear. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? If you are an artist, or we'll just say not artist, if you want to get into the entertainment industry, period. Entertainment industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. So that some of the best technology in the world is being used to promote, distribute, manufacture, and bring about the delivery of entertainment. 80% of the things you watch on television is for entertainment purposes. 20% of it is meant to educate you. Well, let me break it down. Really, like 15 of it is meant to really educate you, and 5% is something that, you know, really is going to kind of, you know, take you from point A to point B. Case in point, what I'm going to say is this. Now, you can't think that you can come into the industry. I've covered it a couple of months ago on a couple since I ran, which I do have on Ustream. For all y'all who missed that segment, go back to the archive files. Go to Ustream. You can definitely catch the documentaries, you know, really breaking down how this music industry and entertainment industry works. The key to this industry is distribution. Media will distribute any level of content as long as they can see profitability and markability. So if you got those qualities, you can pretty much get out there. In case in point, you know, there's a lot of bullshit. Yeah, J-Dog going to say the B word, the bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit that's out there on the air right now. And a lot of folks, you be riding around your car.
So it couldn't be no more worse than your bullshit then.
Exactly. There you go. That's the best way. You know what I'm saying? You took the word
right. That's the only way to put it. It couldn't be any worse. So what are you waiting for?
Are you waiting for, man? Because real talk, I mean, y'all know I'm not the only one that ride in the car, man. I can't stand listening to syndicated radio because I be about to run off 285. Like, what the fuck is this shit, man? I'm like, dude, yo, I know if they got the nuts or the gumption to get up on the air and do this, then definitely I know some real talented folks out there in the world that can definitely have an opportunity to do what they do. So what is you waiting for? All I'm saying is, man, on what they do to that radio, there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of great artists, a lot of great entertainers to definitely take their career to the next level. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, you got to do this one thing. This one thing is going to determine what's going to make or break you. You got to be willing to invest in yourself if you're looking for others to invest in you. That's just real talk. Coming from a mile away, you can have the best content in the world, but if you're not willing to put it into yourself, then how are you going to influence anyone else to put into what you're doing? You got to believe in what you do. And if you believe in what you do, you're willing to invest in it, you're willing to go hard in it, you're willing to believe in it, and you're willing to allow your fans to determine where you stand. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what it's about. What makes what they do to that radio so special, in my opinion, is that when you hear good music, these fans have the ability to call in and voice their opinion, become part of the broadcast. They become part of this whole genre. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, real talk, and I'm going to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real on what they do to that radio. If it ain't all that, trust me, We done had some calls in here before that definitely let you know, yo, J-Dog, that really wasn't all that. They're going to let you know. But as an artist, you want to know that. You know why? Because this is who you're doing this for. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And I just feel that definitely, you know what I'm saying, don't straddle the fence. Don't wait. If you definitely really want to get in the game, if you really want to get in the game, then you're going to definitely do what you got to do to get in the game. Because the game is open to all those who are willing to play. But definitely, yo, you definitely got to be willing to play it to definitely get up in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, and in the other side of the equation, unfortunately, V-Dub, is there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate. You know,
oh, yeah.
There's some hate. You got niggas in your crew that you
cannot be afraid of your haters.
That's right. You can't be afraid of your haters. You know what I'm saying?
They're not going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere.
They haters.
They ain't.
They sit around and wait to hate on T.
On T. On Q. Yo, and guess what? You know what the sad part about it?
They're haters.
If they hating on you, they hating on somebody else. So all I'm trying to say, don't let your haters dictate your destiny, man. Real talk, man. Don't, and you know what I'm saying? And embrace that shit. All I'm saying is, yo, you know, I want an honest opinion. You know, let me know what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, in this world, you got to have tough skin. So, you know, words only can do two things. They can motivate you if you let it. So all I'm saying is, yo, you definitely got to do that. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely got to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. But definitely stay consistent. Definitely come
and
on
you got to be listening here.
That's right. You got to be here. Now, don't just think, okay, well, I want to just be on the radio. Let me just tune in one time, send my song, and I'm going to be a star. No, nigga, it don't work that way. You know why? Because you got a lot of artists, yo, they're doing the right thing, like doing contracts. They're working the machine. They're calling into the radio station. They're promoting their people to participate in this genre. Now, you got to be willing to do just that. Real talk. You got to be willing to let folks know where you're doing it at. You know what I'm saying? Let them know where you're doing it at. We'll do the rest, and you got to keep doing what you're doing. It's just that
you got to keep letting them know.
That's right. You got to keep letting them know. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails over the last 4 or 5 months about a lot of things, you know, from the hating situation we're talking about to the industry as a whole. And you know what I'm saying? And yo, I took the gloves off a couple of months ago. Right around December, J-Dawg had really took his gloves off because I told him, you know, I'm going to say it on the air again, V-Dub. You know, I might get some crazy emails tomorrow, but I don't care. I kind of let everybody know I'm the wrong nigga to show something to because I'm pretty much going to use it. And
That is so true about you.
Yeah, so I'm like, I already told you guys now, when we get to this point, this is what I'm finna do. So they was like, oh, well, you know, you seem to be such a, I guess the word I'm looking for, because of my demeanor and maybe because of what I look like, you know what I'm saying? They maybe thought I was a safe nigga. Now, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. Maybe I was a safe nigga, you know. I don't look like a thug. I don't look like, you know, I don't talk like this. So he's a safe nigga. So he's pretty much, he's going to do what we want him to do. And I was like, no, nigga, I told you. I represent an industry and a group of people who are real people. They don't live that fairy tale shit. They live real life shit. So you finna hear some real life stuff. You finna see some real life stuff. If you stick around long enough, it's going to be just what it is. So all I'm trying to, but I told him that, Vito. I told him that. And around December, I had to remind these niggas of what this was. And a little, and some people got a little scared, you know. They got a little scared because, you know, it's like, yo, you kind of, you know, you're giving a little bit of the business. You're giving too much of the business. You're telling too much. I was like, dude, I done told you, man, this is what I do. I'm just a messenger, man. So, you know, I got the best job in the world. You know, I just bring it. I don't write none of this stuff. I just bring it to you. It's up to you to make your own decision. It's up to you to do what you do. Only way they do to that radio, just like with the music. Yo, if it's good music, fans going to let you know. If it suck, they're going to also tell you. Nigga, shit suck. They're going to tell you. It's just how it goes. But what I'm saying they do to that radio is that we can use this to our advantage. Black people, I am talking to the black crowd for just a second. Black people, we got to use this to our advantage. You know why? Because if we don't, they're just going to take it away from us. You know what I'm saying? Their biggest argument, they have meetings every week to say, you know, to determine our intelligence. And I really think that's kind of insulting because I really think that we as a culture are very intelligent people. I mean, we can just look through history and we can kind of see the intelligence on all that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yeah, they gave us Black History Month. Yeah, it is, you know what I'm saying, the shortest month of the year. Yeah, this is the last day of the Black History Month. But you know what I'm saying? Yo, if you're real about your culture, yo, man, it's Black History Month every month. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you take pride in your culture. Take pride in what you do. Take pride in your music. Take pride in this whole genre because everybody else is doing what they do with that. So we got to do the same thing. And, I mean, that's just real, man. But, you know, just like I was saying earlier, some folks are a little apprehensive. They're a little afraid of the haters. I mean, am I saying that right, Vita? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you're saying it exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. You're calling it what it is.
Yeah, you know, I'm just,
and
you know,
that's what people fail to do. They fail to call it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
So all you got to do is just call the show.
We'll do it for you. But, yo, real talk, y'all know what it is. Man, I'm going to jump into this rotation right quick. Y'all know what it is. After this, I'm going to definitely take some more callers, see what's up, see what's happening. This goes out in the chat.
Yeah, I like the callers. Callers are fun.
Man, the callers, man, yo, they keep you on your toes. They do what you do. And I'm telling you, man, I've been working on.
And they're from all over the place. Like, you
I
never know who you're going to talk to.
Exactly. You never know who you're going to talk to. You never know who's going to be calling in and representing. I'm going to tell you, yo, I've been working on, you know, and I'm going to probably run it, if not this week, next week. I've been working on some things, you know, with the callers calling in. Yo, you got to hear these requests. It's some stuff I can't play on the air right now. But, yo, they be tripping. Real talk. I'm just going to just. And, yo, if the caller on the air, they what I'm finna say. So last week, we had a call that called in. I don't know if Buddy was going to do a transaction or what. But, yo, he was like, he called the show. And I don't know if he got to hit mute on his phone. But, yo, Buddy was really, like, handling his business. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
mm-hmm.
I'm nigga making some, you know, some Nino Brown type shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this dude is like. Yo, he probably texting with one hand, rolling the blunt with the next, you know what I'm saying, and trying to go pick up some money somewhere else. But you get that shit on Where They Do to That Radio all the time. You get some real shit. So I
Where They Do
myself,
That At?
Yeah, I'm like, Where They Do to That? You know, I mean, just maybe like make a reality show. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens on a Friday night. That's what I'm going to call it, man. This is what happens on a Friday night. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I get all kind of folks calling in doing what they do. And I ain't mad, you know what I'm saying? It just perpetuates my point. Perpetuates my point that, yo, we real people, we do real stuff. And all I'm saying is, yo, again, for all the, all, you know, and I'm going to say hater one more time. You know, hear me say hater about 22 million times on this show tonight. For all the haters, yo, we at Where They Do That Radio do not promote the use of drugs. We don't. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Real talk. So I don't consider marijuana as a drug. Really, I don't. I don't know nobody that done OD'd on weed. I don't know nobody that committed suicide on weed. I don't know nobody that done went home and killed everybody in the house because they was high on weed. They don't went home and ate everything in the house and went to sleep. But, you know, you feel what I'm saying? So this is just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't the only one that have this opinion. So until y'all show me some documented proof that weed kills, you know what I'm saying? You say it killed the brain cells. I know folks that smoke weed, and they get very intelligent when they smoke.
They get super intelligent.
I mean, sometimes maybe a little too intelligent. But I'm just messing with you, but I'm messing with you for a reason because I'm trying to really tell you something. What I'm trying to tell you is this, man. Yo, believe half of what you see and what you hear and understand it on Where They Do That Deal. It's all about it, and it's all about these local artists doing what they do. So when you hear these artists giving it their blood, sweat, and tears, you understand where it's coming from. And if you don't know, you need to ask somebody. Because real talk, these artists, like I say, when you hear artists like The Delegates, when you hear artists like H.I.Z., when you hear artists like Corey Flute, when you hear my man Cy Paul, the Moneymaker, when you hear even like what we just heard with the Young Millionaires, when you hear these real artists giving you the business, you are taking a peek into the reality of life and their surroundings. So it shouldn't make you afraid. It shouldn't make you say, oh, my God. It should be like, okay, that's what's up. Because, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to relate, you got to understand it. You know what I'm saying? And these artists are doing a damn good job of letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. So this is why I love every artist that's here on Where They Do to That Radio. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm taking up a lot of time. I'm going to jump into the rotation. But I got to definitely make this point. This is why I love this show so much. This is why because only on Where They Do That Radio, man. All my frustrations I go through during the day, when I come here, all that shit leaves, man, because I get caught up for these 2 hours in the Where They Do That at. And that's what's up. And I think, you know what I'm saying, I ain't the only one that feels the same way. We got callers from all over the globe that for these 2 hours, from 9 to 11, it is what it is. It's the business. And that's what's up, and that's what's happening, man. And, yo, that just makes me feel appreciated. These artists feel appreciated. And as long as you guys keep doing what you do, yo, it is what it is. Matter of fact, to be a fitting, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take, you know, so this is what I'm going to do, because I got a couple of folks that called in, called back, called in. You know what I'm saying? They might be doing a little weed thing, so I ain't going to interrupt that. I'm gonna let you, yo, get your weed man on speed dial. Get it right, you know what I'm saying? So when I put you on the air, you straight, you know what I'm saying? I don't want you making transactions while you're on the air, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might be on probation or parole or some shit like that, you know? I don't want to put you out there. But anyway, what I'm saying is, yo, real talk, it is what it is. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump into the track right here from one of my favorite groups on Where They Do That Radio. It is The Delegates. This track here is called This Is Real Life. Steeple, fix your face. What it is, hit me up, 347-903. Remember, you're listening live to Where They Do That Radio. Holla at your boy and your girl. Hey.
Yes, sir. Niggas, fix your face. Shit is real. Fix your motherfucking face. Look at him, man.
Yeah.
Niggas ain't expecting this, man.
Nah. Yeah.
Seven. High. Tight. Let's go.
Yeah.
This shit is real life. This shit is real life. This shit is real life.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
stun on these niggas, man. Hey, yo. No money, nigga, I own money. You used to owing money, homie, tied up, flow with money. I got a career around here, got one in SD, another one in Maryland. Who fucking with me? I drive a classic car, I might have passed the bar. Examine everything, cause everything can get you robbed. So expensive, dog. I'm taking trips abroad, I'm off an island and back. I'm low in Vegas, y'all. My dope be crazy, dog. Nah, I got the meat and the bread. I want that gravy, dog. I'm blowing perfect and balls. I got socks and bones. Filet mignon and shrimp. You know, like out on bars. Toys like James Bond. Boy, remain calm. I got that license this year. Only your main gone. Sit on your main home. Sit on the main phone. I'm on my grizzly. It's simply get it and get strong. My niggas real night, couple shots of Patron make me feel right. I blow exotic shit, I got a frolic baby bitch. Tell me she love me and I tell her to swallow it. I got a real squad, my niggas real hard. I make your whole menage in the forward bar. Nigga, that's 5 stars. You win the days in your boy, ice cold my flow. Cajun, your wife, I know you love her, but all I do is fuck her. She broke the whole dick, I call her bass jumper. This is Click Smith, I spit sick shit, bitch. I'm Philip Nixon, and you niggas is pig, bitch. I know it's funny prick, but I'm like 100 bricks. Real crack, these niggas ass back with. Okay, if you want it, you can get it. Like I used to thug it, see me on the grind. Real life, nigga, I fucking love it.
Where it's at, nigga. Uh-huh. This shit is real life. Fuck niggas. Ain't no power, they pay attention. When the pimp's spitting, got a habit of making money. Involve a real feeling. That's what that shit is feeling. Stepping in the kitchen. See, I always paid attention. Cause that money was appealing. See, some niggas play the villain. But they wasn't the realest. Quick to brag and yap out their mouth. Now they got missing children. Got them back, or paid a million. Told them no hard feelings. If you lie, niggas will see you, cause they know you ain't serious.
Okay.
This game will swallow you from ugly to the prettiest.
Okay.
Niggas I mention with, cause they know it's ridiculous. Like seeing when the millie spits. Pray to God that it will come your way and you get hit. That real shit got me focused in the heart of it. Got duck and hide why this nigga stay a part of it. Got my hand in all of it, but you wanna argue with it. Your argument, see, I don't talk, I just demolish it. And I'm a bitch, yeah.
And you know this, and you know man. This.
That was them delegates. The track is called This Is Real Life, and this is definitely real life from where they do that at Radio. Remember, you're locked in live to the urban experience like never before. Just where they do that at Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are in flame to national artists changing the game. Real talk, that was up, that was happening. We're finna go to the request line. We're finna go to the line. We're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. We're finna see what you doing it at on where they do that at Radio. Yo, caller number two, you're definitely locked in, holding it down on where they do that at Radio. If the last four digits is 4218, you definitely in the building. What's up with you, man? What's good with you?
Delegate,
hey, man. Southside in the building, man. Delegate C Post, stand up 91 Deuce. What's good with you, my guy? We doing well. Swell over here.
Hey, that's real talk, man. Holding it down, feel real good, man. Appreciate all the support from last week. Hey, Stepfather's doing a little, he's doing a whole lot better, man. So prayer does work, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That's what's happening. So definitely glad to have you guys on the air, holding it down, doing what they do, man. So what's up with them delegates, man? Who you want to send them shout outs to, man?
Hey, man, we just want to give them shout out to, 912, you know, the whole Seaport family, everybody that support us and behind us, you know, where they do that at, you know, getupradio.com, New York, you know, everybody. You know, we just got them in this motherfucker, man. We feeling the vibe, you know. We're going to jump in the studio, man. And matter of fact, you know, I'm gonna send you something tomorrow, my guy.
Check your inbox tomorrow. I got something special tailor-made for you,
just
man.
For you, B.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. So you already know, man, I'm definitely going to put it on blast. As soon as it come in the email, we definitely going to let the fans have it, man. Real talk. Yo, we definitely got the schedule's back and commencing. We're going to definitely be having you guys come through Sky City Lounge with the rest of the artists on where they do that radio and do their thing. We're going to actually officially kick off the performances on St. Patrick's Day and riding it every month. Yo, we're going to try to do, you know, I'm scheduling at least probably get like two performances a month. It really just depends on just how the ticket sales go and how everybody comes through this thing. But we got a lot of stuff planned, and all I'm saying is, man, yo, we had a real good turnout last week with, we had Fly that came through. They came and did I'm So Out Your League and a couple of the other tracks. So did they thing at Sky City Lounge. So it's on like Donkey Kong. All we got to do now is just ride this thing like four flat tires and do what we do, bro.
Okay. Yeah, man. You know, we down for it, man. Just we don't goddamn link up and, you know, work out a date, and we're going to shut that bitch down. You know what it is.
I already know what it is, man. I already know. You guys definitely finna set the stage on fire. For all y'all don't know, delegates, definitely, yo, they got some more music coming, so y'all definitely need to be on the air tomorrow to definitely catch them world-exclusive joints, because only on where they do to that radio where we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And yo, I got my girl V-Dub up in here. Yo, V-Dub, yo, you got them delegates on there, man. Let them know what's up.
I know. I'm waiting for them to come down here so I can get a chance to talk with everybody, see what they got going on. We need to do some interviews.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely need to be in the works. So, yeah, we all for it. We're gonna most definitely scream at you. We're going to set that thing on fire, you know, because we got that fire.
Okay.
Hey, yo, real,
we definitely looking forward
right.
to that.
That's right, yo. Real talk. 91 Dudes definitely in the building. Definitely representing.
Right
yo,
the road.
That's
we right, bro. You know what it is,
right
Georgia. So
it's
all love.
It's all love. Real talk. It is what it is. So man, it is what it is. So we definitely can't wait to definitely have you guys come through. It's gonna be a night to remember, an event to remember. Like I say, shout out to all the folks who supported Sky City Lounge last week. Yo, Fly came through, did they thing. Holler at my girl Chop Chop. You know what I'm saying, Miss Jessica. You know what I'm saying. On the Chop Show comes on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Channel 23. Yo, definitely doing her thing. You know what I'm saying. My man JR, my man Big Ant. Yo, real talk. We finna shut it down. Y'all already know what it is. Yo, the number's 347-934-0318. I'm finna get ready to jump into some more exclusive hits, some more joints. You know what I'm saying? We got the phone lines blowing up. We got the artists doing what they do. What we want you to do is let everybody know that they ain't on where they do to that radio, then they really ain't doing what they got to do, because only on where they do to that radio will we get to know where you're truly doing it at. I think I said that right. Yo, it is what it is. Yo, all I'm saying is definitely represented to the light with it. Right about now, yo, track from my man King Diggy, sending in over the summer, and it still rings in my ear. The track is called Where They Do That At. We want want to know where y'all doing it at. Hit us up, 347-934-0318, and let us know what's up. Let us know the business. Holla at your boy.
Trying to see the world.
See the world. World.
A baby, that dear one way is gonna keep you in the bluff longer than you need to be here, girl.
What are we keeping our children? What are we keeping them? What are we saying? Who are you?
Nigga, fuck your dreams.
It's revealing a glass ceiling, man.
No matter what we do, and no matter how hard we work, daddy, then we as a people, we can only go but so far.
In the city he loves the most.
I love the A with all my heart.
High school.
We got to stand up together to make this life better.
The majority of racism as blacks are within our own hearts.
Wanting more in life than the streets of the bluff.
Like, sometimes I just, you know, think, go buy a plane, you know what I'm saying, fly that shit all over. Then when I'm done, man, I just bring the thing right back to the A, you feel me?
No, I don't feel you, nigga. What the hell are you talking about? I will not be a passenger or part of your plane flight.
Hey, promise me you'll get your ass.
Jamal faces life.
What it is, ATL. You're live on Dirty Radio. Time to wake up, ATL.
No, you better leave that bitch alone. Poor can't wait to get back to school to drag that trifling ass hoe. Oh, bless it.
Man, this kid's incredible. We need him. Yeah,
being a football player, I mean, that ain't my only dream. I know, but I don't want to make a decision right now. I ain't ready.
Gerard is having a problem with his reading, so we're going to have to put him in remedial reading.
Jamal, if everyone likes you so much, why don't you be governor?
Nah, little bruh, that ain't for me. That you could be governor.
For real?
Love.
What happened with you and Jamal last night?
We had a nice time.
A nice time.
Boy, ain't nobody going to know China. Can't nobody speak Chinese.
Stuck in the A for 18 years. Not even being able to afford to leave Atlanta and just go to Florida.
Man, you trying to see the world with me, baby?
And the struggle of being a product of the ghetto.
Don't you know when you come from the hood, you stay in the hood, and you die in the hood.
Now, I know I can't relate to what life is for you, but I know what it could be.
I promise you, this is not fair, but it seems like every time we get there, but we be right there, and something. We be right there, I'm gonna tell you, man. This is always something, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
How the fuck I done told you about putting my goddamn hands on my mom's fucking
ass? We grown. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Hey, hold on, bro.
Put
your brother, put your hands on my girl, home woman, man.
Hold on, I got
control your woman, bro.
What is it?
Everybody like Jamal. Jamal this. Jamal that. But nigga, I say fuck Jamal, nigga. But nigga, fuck you.
Lorenzo Maddox. Dennis Goodman. Brittany Diamond Carpentero. Bone Crusher, Rashida, Clayton English, Young Jit, Andrea Pitts, Sierra Gamble, Brandon Wallace, Chris Manuel, John Quill Scott, Marquita Goings, Ron English, Chris Holyfield, 22 Cute, from writer and director Henderson Maddox, 5 Days in the A. Life, love, and the struggle. Join us for a movie.
Yo, real talk, yo. One of the many screenplays and movies is definitely going to be featured on Where They Do That At Radio. Part of the showcase, part of the itinerary, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you can definitely catch that, and it will be on Dish Network, you know, coming within the next up and coming months. For all those who will be attending the event, you definitely get a chance to get a sneak peek of this particular premiere movie, 5 Days in the Eight, which features my man, Boss Man, holding it down on Where They Do That Radio in this thing. Before we go any further, I got to make an announcement on the air tonight. We would like just a moment of silence for Miss Dolly Tanner. Ms. Tanner passed away earlier today, and she is the grandmother of one of our artists, Y-Blade. I was given this just recently, so we want to send a shout-out to the entire Tanner family. And our shout-out, our condolences, our support, our prayers go out to the family in their time of need. I want everyone to know, like I was saying in the email, and this is the point I was trying to make, you want to spend as much time as you can with those that are closest to you. Because you never know how much time you have. And, you know, I've been talking to him, to Y-Blade off and on all day. He's a very good friend of mine, very hardworking artist here on Where They Do That At Radio. And you got to realize that with everything that's being done, God is the one that's in control. He has the final say so. And we have to keep in mind that, you know, we have to allow our plan to line up with his plan. So, again, my heart, my condolences for all of our staff here at Where They Do That Radio. We support Mr. Tanner, his family, and their time of need. More details about, you know, the memorial services will be brought, you know, with as the details are made available. But matter of fact, I'm going to do this before I go any further. I'm going to send this song out to them. actually is actually by her grandson, which is why Blade is a grandson. This track is called "I'm So Outta Here," and you really gotta kind of keep the mode of the song, because you know what I'm saying, it says a lot. You know what I'm saying, it's a very talented brother, very talented family. Our heart goes out to him. Yo, Blade, keep your head up, man. This is your boy J Dawg. This track's called "I'm So Outta Here." You already know what it is. Holla at your boy, man.
Thank you, see me. I am out of here. I'm gone. What you see is just an image. Try not to breathe. Cause if you do, I'm gone. I'm gone.
I'm so out of here. That vision that is not clear.
J Dawg doing what he do, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening. Yo, like I said before, man, that goes out to my man Y Blade, definitely representing to the fullest on where they do that at radio. You know what I'm saying? Heart goes out to the entire Tanner family. Yo, we want everybody to keep their head up. Let everybody know, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? God puts no more on us than we can stand. And we gotta always remember that. We gotta always remember that God is perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. You know, so whatever he sees fit is designed to happen just that way. On where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these young artists doing what they do, definitely having a home and a venue where they can be heard, where they can be seen, where they can be loved, where they can be cherished. And, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, I feel very privileged, y'all, to know a lot of you guys. Matter of fact, know all you guys, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. So, you know, Blake, if you get a chance, definitely Hit me up, man. I'm on the air. You know my number. 347-934-0318. Hit me up. Let me know what's up. Let me know what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, like I told you, man, I got you. I got you, man. So that's what's up. That is what's happening. That is the business. And like I said before, man, hey, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these young artists doing what they do. It's all about representing this thing to the fullest. It's all about doing great music and holding it down. Yo, V-Dub, you still there with me, man?
J-Dog.
Yo, well, you there with me, V-Dub?
I'm right here.
I got you. I got you. Yo, real talk. That was something. I just got that bulletin that came in from Wild Blade just, you know, a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, you know, condolences and support definitely goes out to the fam, man. You know, Miss Tanner will definitely be, you know, she'll be missed and she will always be loved, man. You know how that go, man. So that's definitely what's
definitely.
Up. Definitely, definitely. But, yo, y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. And, yo, we ain't going to stop. We just getting it on. We just getting it crunk. Real talk, man. I've been thinking about, you know what I'm saying? I've been going over, a lot of stuff we've done over the last couple of months. For all y'all don't know, we have done over 700 episodes of Where They Do That At Radio, which is pretty decent, pretty good, you know what I'm saying, for what we're doing and what we represent. And all I'm saying is, man, yo, the numbers are definitely increasing and coming in because of you guys and the artists that are definitely making up Where They Do That At Radio. This next artist up the bat definitely is no stranger to the game. You just heard from my man, Y Blade. This guy also goes by the name of Young Blade, but he's from California. He's born and raised in ATL. This track is called Keep Pushing. This is to get all my motivators on the right mindset of what they got to be doing 2011. You already know what it is. Hit me up, 347-934-0318. This is the business. Keep pushing. After that, we're going to go to the request line, see what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing what you doing it at on Where They Do That At Radio.
Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. I've got to keep on pushing. Get out the ghetto, getting rich. They'd rather see me working 9 to 5 or sitting in a casket. These niggas hate us, mad cause I left the block. Made it from the bottom, I'm just trying to make it to the top. And I'm almost at my peak, so niggas label me the enemy. Trying to get me to be the one that passed something out for free. When y'all doubted me, didn't look out for me. When I was broke, niggas didn't pass nothing out to me. Now they looking up like something gon' change, cause I'm out getting money and they still all lame. We say the same things, but we ain't on the same page. I'm a young Rottweiler and you just a great Jane. I told my niggas if I make it, we gon' fall. And I'ma stay up in the car till the wheels just fall off. I'ma keep pushing till I can't push no more. I promise to God that I will never go back broke. A nigga fell, but now I'm back on my toes. God, that I'm still here. Cause it's funny how when you make money, there's an issue. When the people around you, they always seem to turn against you. They funny style. They want your money, then they bounce. And these the same old people that you trusted up in your house. I'm a real nigga, fake niggas can't beat me. I'm really loyal, I would never bite the hand that feeds me. We all fall down, but your nigga got right back up. And I'm about my dreams, so I keep my money stacked up. React time, I'm over you, so going back down. I live everything that I write, so check the background. When I was broke, I didn't have any friends. Did a lot of wrong, but now I pray for my sins. I can't stop, now I gotta keep on looking. To the day that I die, I'ma keep on pushing. A nigga fell, but now I'm back on my toes. You niggas hate me, so I pray for my foes. Money out there, so I'm getting it, girl. I can't keep on pushing till I'm out of this world. A nigga fell, but now I'm back on my toes. I'm back on my toes, hate me, so
about me in the hood, my nigga, I'm in the block. I'm trying to get my change, hustling every day. I'm praying to God that I keep my wealth. You already know who it is, though. It's YB. You know the slogan. When you see me, take it easy.
It's all fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid getting the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. It's like, oh, Michael, do you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy? Like, he wanted to take the 60 minutes clock and push the shit forward. Say, get the fuck off my show. I thought you said it was 60 minutes. It's 10 minutes. Get out of here. You nutty nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm done with Michael, man. You see Michael go to court? Motherfucker come to court 20 minutes late. What kind of black man gonna come to court 20 minutes late? This ain't Barbershop 2. This is court, motherfucker. Shit. And he don't even wear a real suit to court. Coming in there looking like Captain Crunch. Yo, who's your lawyer, Frankenberry? Better take your black ass to Banana Republic and get you a decent suit. What the fuck is wrong with that boy? I'm done with fucking Mike. What the fuck? Another kid? That's like another dead white girl showing up at OJ's house.
Yo, real talk, man. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these young G's doing what they do. Yo, all I'm saying is, yo, we definitely got to continue. Yo, they're definitely, yo. I'm going to say this right here. It's, you know, they said art imitates life and life imitates art. And, yo, a lot of things that we look at, we got to learn to look at it from a lot of different angles and a lot of different ways. We got to also learn to embrace the things that life has to bring about, you know. I've learned in this experience that when it comes to music, music is the ultimate form of expression. And it portrays and perpetuates the things that are around it. It makes everything better. It puts everything else under the microscope. It makes us examine. It makes us reflect. And these artists here on Where They Do That Radio are doing a damn good job of reflecting life through their music. And with that being said, you have to really, if you listen to where they do to that radio, listen to the artists, listen to the songs, just close your eyes. It'll tell you a story. It'll tell you pretty much just how things are, how things will become, and what we have to do in order to bring about this change. But it starts with each and every one of us. Like I said, I appreciate all support. Yo, Blade, if you out there, man, yo, like I said, man, keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's you know, God doesn't make mistakes, bro. Trust me, he doesn't. And with that being said, we appreciate all the love, all the artists doing what they do. We got more exclusive artists, more exclusive content, plenty of to definitely keep it going. Less than 25 minutes left before it's done. But in the meantime, in between time, you are locked in live to where they do to that radio. You're locked into the place where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. One line, one rhyme at a time. So I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibe. I'm going to take one more caller before we jump on off, you know, to this next track, seeing what's up, seeing what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at on where they do to that radio. Yo, caller number two. If the last four digits of your number is 0697, you're definitely locked in. You're definitely locked in live. Who we got checking in on where they do to that radio?
Oh, yeah, you checking in at your boy Cash, man, all the way down from the A-State, Arkansas, that is. You heard me?
What's good with you? What's good, Arkansas? We're in the building, man. What's up with you?
What's good, man? I just want to say, man, appreciate that speech. That's what it is. Music is a real strong impact on our culture, you know. And all of them, now, you know, I think it's a real beautiful thing. Like you say, where they do that at radio, I just wonder if all the listeners listen. I just want to know, hey, you got, you know, the real support, and it's just love all around nationwide, you know.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate that. And that's what it's about, man. We got to definitely give back. We got to definitely let folks know what's up, what's happening. You know what I'm saying? Me and myself, V-Dub, Beanie Weenie, you know what I'm saying, the entire staff at Where They Do That Radio, we pride ourselves on just really taking, you know, this to a whole nother level and really giving the opportunity that's there. Because, you know, we represent a culture that, you know, is being used by so many different other genres and so many different people. It's only right that we represent ourselves properly, you know what I'm saying? And having a venue where we can definitely be seen and definitely a venue where we can definitely be heard. So, man, I appreciate the love right back, bro. Right back.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the love. I just appreciate what y'all doing. You got my number one support. You got a number one fan. And I just want to request that finally, because, you know, that's what I'm feeling, you know, because it's like it's finally, you know, from that boy CEO to bed, baby.
True that. Well, definitely. Matter of fact, man, since you came in and did like that, I'm going to definitely pop that back up and roll to let everybody know what's up and what's happening. But while I got you locked in, while I got you, you know, we got a couple more minutes left, who else you want to send them shout-outs to?
Man, I want to send the shout-outs out to, man, everybody know Black History Month. You know, I know it just passed, but this is for all our soldiers out there, baby, just worldwide, you know. I just want to give shouts out to what they do there at radio, you know.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's happening, man. We're sending tonight to the troops. We're letting them know what's up, what's happening, man. Yo, you got to definitely represent it. Represent it for the home team. Let them know what's up, what's happening. Yo, definitely going to get my man, CO the Vet, definitely back up in this rotation for the night. It's done, man. I appreciate you calling in for Arkansas, letting us know what's up, what's happening, man.
Oh, yeah, where they do that at?
Where they do that at? Now, what's up, man? Hey, real talk. Hey, yo, V-Dub, this is what I'm talking about, man. Yo, they definitely calling in. They showing the love. They showing the support. It is what it is, man. And like I said before, man, hey, we ain't stopping. We just getting crunk. We just taking it to the next level, man. That's why I'm looking so forward to the venue at Sky City Lounge. Yo, calling out with a casting call the whole nine yards. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put you on blast for just a second before we jump into the track. Just kind of tell the listeners a little bit about the casting call and what we're getting ready to cook up for them, man.
Oh, my goodness. Monday through Thursdays, come out and holler at us, your boy J-Dog. We got Beanie Weenie, and, of course, your girl V-Dub will be out at Sky City Lounge doing the 360 tournaments, the filming comedians calls, and the model calls, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. And then Thursdays, we got karaoke and the live showcase.
That's what's up. That was up. So definitely, man, bring your talent, bring your A game, do what you do. It's definitely going to be an experience to remember. We want everybody to know that on Where They Do to That Radio, it's all about these artists. It's all about these young G's doing what they do, man. Without y'all, it would not be no worse. I'm going to give you my man, Trey. This track is called What About Today. We're going to come back with more exclusive joints. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
what about today? What about today? I ain't worried about the next, cause it ain't here. I'ma live my life for everything that it is and try not to shed no tears. Ain't no wishing no polar star, cause I can't see him from the hood. And even if I make it away, it still ain't gonna do me no good. My future was made to be easy for me, it ain't hard to see. Everywhere that I turn, I can't escape reality. The preacher told me a darker path to take away the pain. But I ain't got too long to wait. For 23 years, it's been the same. And what about... All I can do is pray, cause tomorrow ain't promised, and I'm paranoid with a K. I feel like I'm fading away, and my eyesight's too out of focus. So I'm living for the days, just in case you haven't noticed. But what about today? Don't come to get me. Today is all I can see, and tomorrow that got me leery. A bad time, but I'm feeling my past times, and on top of my sad times, I'm losing my damn mind. I ain't thinking about no. And that's the truth. Every time I'm catching a grip, it's like my life will knock me loose. And all my pain explain the truth. But still, I try to keep it going. Today is what I can understand, cause everything is showing. It is what it is. It ain't no mistake. And hoping and faith, this life that I live will be as real. It ain't nothing amazing. I take it like it's my last. And clear the rest out of my way from yesterday and tomorrow. And try to think about today.
Yeah.
your boy J Dog. Yo, y'all want to hear some more of that from them Young Millionaires? I got you. Y'all want to hear some more of that CEO the Vet? I got you. Real talk, you know what it is. Where they do that radio, it's all about the experience, man. Hey.
It's the block, I think it's the sell it, but why do they smoke this shit? I could care less, money is what my focus is. Shit, I'm trying to get the stage over with. Cops lurking, so if I get caught, I'll serve a grip. Mid-December, so this hot block is cold as shit. Money's what I need, so what's ill is what I hope to get. I look at my clock as it approaches 6. One shell short, but fuck it, it's more than most can get. So I'm out back to the house to mow this brick. I got rock, tree, and all the broken snips. I grind in the heat, and even when I'm frozen stiff, when they want it, they know where to go and sit. And they also know that they gotta get ghost by 6. Cause if not, the cops will lurk and approach them quick. Cause it's the block, it's the block, it's the block. Maybe it's the, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block. I think it's the, it's the block, it's the block, it's the block. I know
we all.
It's the block, it's the block, it's the
Top
block.
Top Hall, money maker.
Money maker.
Down, representing where they do to that radio to the fullest, and we want everybody to understand, yo, we are on our grind 24/7, holding it down on where they do to that radio, yo, everywhere from uptown to downtown, everywhere in between, it's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these artists representing this shit to the fullest.
Real talk, you better get your mind right. You better ask somebody. It's going down at Sky City Lounge. It's going down on where they play that radio. All you gotta do is hit us up at 7934-0318 for the business. You know what I'm saying? But yo, we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind on where they do that radio. And like I said before, man, yo, we love every one of y'all, man. Keep doing what y'all do. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Y'all know what it is. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.